there's a product for everyone these days, and in terms of beauty and grooming, there seems to be no end to the myriad products hitting the market week in and week out. But the question is, where do we draw the line when it comes to paying out to look good? We're talking this morning once more to hair, makeup and style expert Claire Devereaux, who joins us to talk about the products that are useful and the ones that are totally useless. Because Claire, well, welcome Claire.
Good morning, Ryan.
And we should say that there was a time when that particular aisle wasn't so busy in the supermarket, and now you can't move for moisturisers and creams and everything else. I mean, it's big business. But the question is, what percentage of it is complete waste of time and what percentage of it is going to be beneficial to us?
Exactly. Well, it's a huge industry. You know, beauty is really a huge industry. And I think the reason is because we're all trying to buy a dream, Ryan. You know, it's like hope in a jar. So obviously, when you're looking at a product and maybe the poster child for that is someone like Giselle, I mean, I'm a grown woman, but I'm thinking, you know, maybe I might look slightly like a Brazilian supermodel if I use this product and it's going to do all these things on the jar. So there's a lot of that when it comes to beauty products. Do they actually work? Well, you know, some of them do and some of them don't.
We're talking about boys and girls here, so this isn't just to talk about the ladies, but we will talk about cellulite creams and first for starters. I mean, is a man or a woman, let's face it, is a woman going to be is she completely wasting her time, or does she need something a bit more medical?
Medical. Well, it's a good question. First of all, men don't actually suffer very much with cellulite. Very few men get it. So typically, us women like to wear our short skirts and our bikinis, we're on holidays, and we suffer with the cellulite situation. It's terrible. Cellulite, you're not going to get rid of it with a cream. I hate to break the bad news, but all those cellulite creams that are out there, they don't work.
Waste of money. Stop buying them.
They're a waste of money, unless, of course, you are going to work with using it with a diet and also with exercise. Because basically, cellulite is fat under your skin. So anything topical that you're just massaging in, it's not really going to break down that fat. So it might, you know, improve your skin, as in your skin will be smoother. You need to use them usually twice a day for 8 weeks. If you were using them twice a day for 8 weeks with a great diet and exercise, you might see an improvement. But on their own, they're not going to really do anything for you other than make your skin silky smooth. The massage kind of helps, obviously, because the circulation. But I'll tell you what, a tan skin always looks better with cellulite. You'll find that if your skin is very, very pale, the cellulite shows more the dimples. So maybe a gradual tanner might help kind of give the illusion of less cellulite.
Yeah, okay. But ultimately it is about losing the weight, unfortunately. It's as straightforward as that.
You know, skinny people have cellulite too. Cellulite is not about weight at all, actually.
Oh,
it's really, it can be hereditary, it can be hormonal. It's nothing got to do. You can have loads of skinny people who still have dimple thighs and stuff like that. So actually it's more about the exercise and the diet, Ryan.
So people will buy the cream, I suppose, they will feel a placebo situation. Just if I do this, they might feel, well, at least I'm making an effort.
Well, I think that's a lot of it, actually. I think this body brushing, which a lot of people do with cellulite, you have a brush and you sort of helps the circulation, that really kind of, you know, it helps, but it's not going to get rid of cellulite. No, it's not going to break down that fat. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
No, you're the bearer of news, and we can decide it. For fellas, aftershave cooling gels and exfoliators for men, are they a waste of time or time well spent?
No, I think the time well spent. I think guys definitely spend more time. Do you not moisturise, Ryan?
Oh, I do. I have to.
There you go.
Yeah, every morning.
Yeah, so your skin's probably very dry. And because men shave every day, usually, unless obviously you have a big beard going on, it tends to be your skin gets very dry and it's sensitive. So definitely aftershave balms, aftershave gels, they cool down your skin after shaving, close the pores, and they stop you from getting ingrown hairs and a lot of redness if you suffer with that. So I definitely think that they are a great beauty product for men. I don't think it's just something faffy. I think it's a necessity.
Good, because I've got quite sensitive skin, Claire.
Oh, right.
And so what I would say to you is that after a shave, if for example I didn't put on moisturizer,
right,
I'd feel very exposed. It really helps, and that sounds like that's a very metrosexual thing to say, but it's the truth.
No, it's true. And even if somebody shaves their legs, their skin can feel very, very open and tight. It's a horrible feeling. So I can only imagine on your face it must feel a lot worse.
Yeah.
So absolutely keep using those aftershave balms.
Well, they're not quite balms. What I would use is La Roche-Posay, is that right?
Yeah.
You see, my colleagues and friends in the makeup department have made me an expert in these things. But they're expensive now, these things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get the right one, It'll do a job for you. But I don't know if they're exfoliators. I think they're just straightforward moisturizers.
A lot of the time they're just moisturizers and cooling agents in them. So they might have aloe vera and stuff like that in them just to cool down your skin after shaving. That's guys' products anyway.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Foot masks. I'm reading this. I don't know what a foot mask is.
A foot mask is usually something that cools down your feet, particularly for us ladies who like to wear our high heels. To me, I don't necessarily feel there's something you need to go out and splurge money on. I think if you have very, very dry feet, I don't know if you have dry feet, Ryan. Don't really suffer with that at all.
No, feet are fine.
Men.
We are lucky. We're jammy. I was saying this the other day over. Do you remember we were having a drink down in Waterford? I was saying, God, I'd hate to be a woman. Like, I'd actually, the things you have to go through, the lives you have to lead.
I know, but it's so worth it. Look, it's so much fun. We get to play with all these products.
You're just
it's great.
We're talking about other issues in life as well. But how does a foot mask work, Claire? What is it? Is it like a glove for the foot or is it a...
Well, there's lots of different types. It's a moisturiser, Ryan, a really deep moisturiser. Okay. Personally, I think you'd better off to save your money, buy Vaseline, which nearly every household has, which is a great multi-purpose product, and slather it on those heels that are very dry at night time. Put socks on going to bed and the next morning you'll wake up and your skin will feel beautiful and soft. So really things like that, like that's a great multi-purpose product because you can use it as a lip balm, you can use it for dry skin, great for even taking off eye makeup, Vaseline. So things like that are cheap products and they work really well and nearly every household has them.
But you're saying the foot mask, get out.
I'm not a big fan of foot masks.
Oh,
no.
This is great because there are people listening who buy this stuff and you're the expert and you're saying don't waste your time to go somewhere else with. What's primer?
Oh, I was dying for you to ask about primer. Yeah. Primers, I do love them.
What are they?
Okay, so primers go underneath your foundation, between your moisturiser and your foundation, basically. And they kind of work like a blank canvas. So I never used to like them, Ryan, but in the last year or so, I love them. I use them on all my clients, and I also use them on myself because they tend to let my makeup stay on all day. I don't have to be messing around, putting it on, faffing around.
So you moisturise first.
Then primer. Then you use your primer. So think of it like priming a wall before you put on the paint.
How much time do you have to spend?
Honestly, it takes 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and
right.
I swear to God, and I'm telling you, you can kind of talk about this because you, I presume, will wear makeup, obviously, when you're doing the
Every
late
Friday,
late.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you wear makeup, you may not use a primer at the moment, but I really urge you to try because you will find that under those heavy lights in studio, your makeup, you won't have to get it touched up as much. It will stay on.
I'll ask the gals tonight about primer. We'll have a lengthy pre-show chat about it. But you find it's good for maintenance of the... So you're not having to touch up all the time. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Your makeup stays in place all day. And it's great because if you have any lines or if you have any scarring, there are different kind of primers out there and they can, you know, kind of fill in any cracks so that your makeup doesn't go into those lines that you have. So I think they work brilliantly. I can see a huge difference when I use a primer on somebody and when I don't use a primer. I need you to try it though. You have to try it.
I'll talk to the lads. So cellulite creams out, aftershaving cooling gels in, foot masks out, primer in. We're doing great so far. What are breast firming gels? I mean, they sound, I presume it says self-explanatory.
They're exactly what they say on the tin.
Are they good or bad?
Look, a lot of women want to use them for lift. They are not going to give you lift.
Temporary?
They're going to tighten the skin because a lot of the time they will use products like ingredients, I mean like caffeine and things like that. So the skin feels tighter and fresher. No, they're not going to give you a lift. No. I hate to say that, but they're not. They're not going to do that. Usually they're used from like the chin all the way down to the bust area. Mm-hmm. So it's not just your bust line. But if you really want to lift, you need to get a great bra, get fitted properly, and maybe even insert some chicken fillets or something if you want more push-up.
And the next step, of course, is to go the whole hog.
Well, and if you really feel that's what you need, that's the
road
that you have to go down.
And it's more and more common now, isn't it?
It really is, it really is.
Like there was a time where we'd be doing items on that and now it's kind of, well, whatever gets
you
through.
It's kind of normal.
A million makeup brushes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means, do you need a million makeup brushes?
Oh,
and
right.
The answer is that no, you don't, unless you're a professional. I mean, I have a huge kit, obviously, of makeup brushes and I don't even use half of them. So most of the time, no, I tend to apply my foundation with my hands, which I probably shouldn't tell everyone, but I actually do. And brush-wise, you really need to use like a blusher brush, an eyeshadow brush you do need because obviously for the area it's quite small, so for getting the eyeshadow in there, angled brushes are great, and a powder brush, and really after that you can cut it down to 3 or 4 brushes. So a million brushes, don't waste your money on things like that. Keep it down to 3 or 4 brushes and that's all that you need.
It's like friends. You only need 3 friends, but everyone has a million friends on Facebook. You only need 3 or 4 or 5.
I think 3 or 4 or 5 is good.
That's
good.
Plenty.
Keep them close.
So that's another one gone. You don't need all those brushes. Just throw them out and have a cull tomorrow when you're at your makeup desk or wherever you are in the bathroom.
Yes.
A lip plumper.
Lip plumpers. Well, lip plumpers are products that give you a pout. They're not going to make you look like Angelina Jolie. They're not going to give you lips like hers anyway. But they are temporary. So really what they do is they increase the blood flow to that area. The ingredients that are in them, usually ginger, peppermint. So things that kind of give that sting. And the idea is that they give that kind of bee stung look. So they are great temporarily. And you feel like they're working because they actually can sting really badly. But it's temporary, and a lot of the time they have a lot of high shine in them as well. So that gives the illusion that you have this pouty kind of mouth. And you also tend to pout more when you have it on. So, you do a lot of this, which I'm pouting now to show you. And that's how they work. But they're temporary. It's 3 or 4 hours. They're not going to give you, like, every day this pouty mouth if you don't already have nice lips.
This is such an education. I was talking to somebody the other day and that explains everything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of going, what's something wrong with her mouth? There's something different about her mouth. It was like that. And I was wondering, she was a bit too young to have had an operation. So I just thought maybe she's done she's put on that thing. Lip plumper.
Lip plumpers, yeah, well, maybe.
Because it was a bit out of...
Maybe she had injectable fillers.
Shippers. She didn't need them, mind you.
No, a lot of people don't, but, it's the rage in Hollywood, all these big pouty mouths, and everyone wants to have them. But definitely go down the road of the plumper first. Try it out because, it will work temporarily and give you that nice, sexy, pouty look on a Saturday night going out.
Okay, good. What about these wrap treatments that claim you can lose a few inches in an hour by being wrapped up in seaweed or towels or whatever?
Yeah, again, they're the type of treatment that if you have an event, when I worked in the States, loads of my clients would use them for events that they were going to get into their dresses for that night. Really, you're just losing water because you're sweating it out. They wrap you up really tight. It's heat. You lie there for an hour. They take the bandages off and you're at the losing water retention. So basically, once you have a glass of water, a bottle of water again, it's going to start going on. So they don't work for weight loss in the long term. If it's for an event and you just feel like you're bloated and you want to get rid of that, by all means, go ahead and have it done. And do it as a nice, relaxing treatment. But don't think that it's a way to weight loss. It's not. There's no quick way, unfortunately.
Okay, so it's a nice thing to do, but not an all roads lead to success road.
Definitely not.
Makeup setting sprays.
I love them.
What are they?
I love them, but they're not a necessity. So there's something that if you have every kind of makeup product out there and you're looking for something new, a makeup setting spray, again, you could try this, Ryan. This would be great for you too.
Thank you.
It's like hairspray for the face. That is the best way
of describing
it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're doing. Okay, you're keeping it all in.
It keeps it all on. And if you've... if you've gone out for the night and forgotten to take your makeup off, chances are when you wake up in the morning, your makeup will still be perfectly intact and not on your pillow. It doesn't, it doesn't transfer. It will stay put. So they're great. They kind of hydrate your skin and they keep your makeup in place. So it's something you can try on Friday.
it stops the pillow being the shroud that you're in the next day. Now, separate face sunscreen, not moisturiser with SPF when living in Ireland.
Well, the thing is, in Ireland, obviously at the moment, an SPF in your moisturiser, in your foundation, is going to work really well for you because it's usually from 8 to a 15 factor, so that's great. But in the summer months, or if you like play a lot of sport, you play golf or if you play tennis and you're out in light, you are going to have to wear a separate SPF. So it really depends on what your lifestyle is, and it also depends on the kind of weather that you're in as well and how much exposure you have. But most foundations nowadays and moisturisers all have an SPF in them, and that's great because it's a two-in-one product and you're not worrying about it. And also, when you use things like setting sprays that we just spoke about, it means that actually the SPF, it's not coming off your face if you perspire a lot, because obviously if you perspire, the moisturiser, the foundation, it's coming off your face, and so is the SPF. So just to keep that in mind, you might need to reapply it during the day. Don't think that it's just on for the entire day.
And finally, different moisturisers for night and day. Or is there one catch-all product?
Well, to be honest with you, it's an age thing as well. If you're in your teens, late teens, early 20s, and you're looking for moisturisers, and this goes for men and women, your skin's different, isn't it? So you don't necessarily have to deal so much with the anti-aging thing or the nighttime moisturisers. They actually do two totally different things. The day moisturisers have SPF in it. You don't need an SPF at nighttime, so using it at nighttime is kind of a waste. And the night creams rejuvenate your skin. They usually have retinol for anti-aging. They usually have a lot of moisture in them. They're heavier usually. So from that point of view, if you're over 30, I do think you probably need a separate night cream and a day cream. But I have to say, I do cheat this a lot, Ryan, and I tend to use the day cream for nighttime. And I know that's very bad, but I do it all the time. So there you go. That's just an inside tip there,
For those. Now, how do you feel about, this is a complete curveball, but we have been talking about egg freezing.
Yes.
Where are you on that? Are you a bit mixed emotions about it?
I have mixed emotions about it, yeah. I think, in some ways it takes the pressure off. If you're thinking, well, I'm very career driven and you're in your mid to late 20s and it's worrying you. On the other hand, it kind of frightens me that a company want to do that. So I'm kind of on the fence about it because you kind of feel like, oh, you know, they're making the choice for you. But I mean, it's definitely something that crosses a lot of women's mind, particularly if you're very career driven. So yeah. In some ways, a lot of women think about doing it anyway. Great that the company's going to help you out with that. But it is kind of, I'm on the fence on it, yes, definitely.
Sir, like Catherine Thomas and Maya Dunphy both in the Herald today talking about how they feel that they would encourage, like Catherine saying, RT, you should do, and maybe Maya on a broader scale saying that it's if you don't have met the right guy, this allows women to say, well, it's in due course, I want to be a mother, but just not today, thank you very much. And they're the company saying, we'll facilitate that. So therefore, and then others saying, it's a bit like the company, the corporation having control over your body. So it's thrown up heaps of questions.
Yeah, I can understand that, but it does give you a choice, I suppose. And for men, I suppose you can go on so many years having children, and we have that pressure. So from that point of view, it can take that pressure off. Yeah. But it's just, where do you draw the line? At what age do you say, okay, there's enough is enough? Yeah. So that's kind of where you have to ask that question.
So much food for thought, and we are going to talk about it on the Late Late Show later on. But Claire, that's not why we brought you in. We brought you in to talk about makeup and moisturisers, and now I feel fully equipped to have a proper conversation with my friends in the makeup department later on. So thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Claire Devereaux, live on the programme this morning. It's